Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. How's your prioritizing? Are you making space for what you need? What matters to you? Are you resting? I recently asked myself these questions and the answers were terrible, no, I don't know, and no. So it was time for some reflection. How do I serve you well and take care of me and my family at the same time? I know that I have to cut back on something in order to do more of another, which is not the solution I want to hear, but it's the realistic one. And that means taking a break from something I really love, the podcast, and hanging out with you each week. This is a very adulty decision on my part because it's not what I want to do. What I want to do is make more episodes. I also want to spend time with my family during summer break, and I want to create space to serve my community better. This is a skill I've been working on with my ADHD coach, is how can responsible Patricia and fun Patricia both get what they want? So when I look at this summer and ask myself, how can I serve you better? Well, there's two places you can hang out with me. Either join our free Facebook group, where there is a huge community of mamas who are amazing. We'll be there to answer your questions and cheer you on. And I love spending quality time with you guys in that group. Or you can join our student community because all of my students are invited to our Wednesday meetings. I've also got a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on to prepare for the fall. And I know I'll be at the zoo and swim lessons and camp and all that. So that means this summer, to make space for all that good stuff, I'll be sharing some oldies but goodies on the podcast straight out of the vault this summer. Now, most of these are in the first 25 episodes I ever did. Full disclosure, total perfectionist moment. I know that these first episodes are not as good as the ones I do now because I've had way more practice. But I also know that there are some really great skills and information in this first group of podcasts, so I'm looking my perfectionism square in the face and saying to it, no, I will not let you stop me from sharing important things with my mamas. One thing that I've learned the hard way in this podcast is that we learn by doing. We figure out what works by doing, not thinking about doing. And this is one way that I can be myself with you and say, Emily, I know that these are not the best episodes, but I know that they're really good information for you, so don't judge me, okay? I chose episodes that will help you get ready for summer, support you with some integral support skills for ADHD, and get ready for the new school year. So I'll see you in the fall with some new stuff, and hopefully I'll see you either in my student community or in my Facebook group. I'll link all that in the show notes so you know where to find me. Until then, talk to you soon, Successful Mama. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today, we're starting a little series called ADHD Q&A. I don't know why I called it a little series because I have no idea how long I'm going to do this. So if you have a question that you want to hear the answer to, shoot me a note, email me, DM me on Instagram, and maybe your question will appear here. Today's question is, how do I come up with a daily schedule? I don't know about you, but all that free time freaks me out. What are we going to do all day? My kids are going to drive me nuts. What does that look like? Or people asking me, what is my actual schedule? So I'm going to explain to you exactly what I do, our like rough schedule for the day, and how I set that up so you can go sit down after this episode and jot down a rough schedule for you and your family. And hopefully keep the insanity at like level 8 instead of level 10, or maybe even like level 6. But before we do, of course, we need to say thank you to an amazing review from Free Life Mama. She titled it, Yes, Yes, and Yes. Love how this podcast gives real and actionable steps that I can take as an ADHD mom to make life better for myself and my family. I so needed this. It's easy to just get down on myself about the crazy that is my life, but this podcast makes me feel like I'm not alone and that I can keep going. Thank you, Free Life Mama. I love hearing you cheerleading yourself forward because you can do hard things and you certainly are not alone. Be sure to hit subscribe so you get the next episode on your phone right away. And now let's dig in because this episode is definitely an actionable steps one. So grab your pen and paper if you're a note taker and let's get to work. So your daily summer schedule. The goal is to create a framework with your repeatable activities and then fill in the activities that are going to change on a day-to-day basis. For me, I start with my anchor times, and those, what's easiest with kids, is meal times and bedtime. Look, we gotta feed our kids multiple times a day. I really wish that we could just be like snake moms and like throw them a rat once a week and call it a day. You don't even have to cook that thing. But alas, humans eat so many times a day, especially little humans. So that is a really good anchor point. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then bedtime. They happen roughly at the same time every day. Now, did this happen overnight? No, it was a lot of hard work. Everything takes hard work. But going in, I want you to think about, why are you doing this? What's your motivation? Is it because you're trying to keep your sanity? Is it because you don't want to lose your ever-loving mind and yell every day? Figure out why this matters to you, and then employ the tools you have. I know a lot of people are like, I don't really want a schedule. Really, like, cramps my style. I'm a free spirit, blah, 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 blah. Like, we all have an excuse of why we think the schedule isn't going to work for us. And don't get me wrong, like, I would gladly just laze about my day and not stick with the schedule. But here's the thing. In my almost 40 years on this earth, I have come to realize that this just makes my life easier. And I'm down for that. Like, that is what I need. I need more ease. I need more simplicity. I need my life to be simpler. When I keep a schedule, my must-haves happen. It keeps my decision fatigue down because by the time dinner rolls around, I won't think about any more things because I already thought about too many things. Any way that I can take out more decisions in my day, I'm in. It lowers my stress because I know what's expected. My kids know what's expected. There's not as many surprises because I've planned for several of the surprise things to be in some kind of planned feature. And my kids just aren't driving me as bonkers. As you develop these routines, they start to run on autopilot. And that means that I have more mental energy for the important things. But that also gives me time for fun. I can do an impromptu zoo trip because my laundry is pretty much always mostly caught up. My house is always mostly clean. My podcast is mostly scheduled. And if I want to do something random on a day, like, I can. I don't have to, but I can. This also means that my weekends are for relaxing. When my husband's off work, like, we want to spend time together as a family. I am not down for this, like, Saturday clean your house all day business. Like, no, not doing that. Our weekends are about relaxing and enjoying. Like, yes, I still have to do things like, you know, clean up after meals and sweep under the table, but it's like little things. I'm not scrubbing toilets and I'm not dealing with the mount laundry. Like, all that stuff has been handled during the week, and that makes my life so much more simple. So I'm going to outline the day for you and then give you specifics on kind of where our schedule runs. So we start out with, like, waking up, breakfast in the morning routine. That's one chunk. Then we have the get your energy out with some kind of morning activity and a snack section. Then we have lunch in the midday routine, which goes straight into, like, quiet time and nap time. Then we have snack. We usually have some kind of indoor activity because I live in Houston and it's stinking hot outside. So by that point, we're probably not going outside. We can, but we're probably not at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we do something inside usually in the afternoon. Then we hit into the dinner routine, into some family time, where that way, like, we might go back outside if we need to get rid of some energy, do something together that's fun, or we all can do something quiet on our own or in smaller groups. And then we hit the bedtime routine. So what does that look like from a time perspective? Unfortunately, my kids got my husband's genes and they're early risers. Why they don't take after me in that department, I don't know. Maybe there's hope when there's teenagers, but I digress. They're up at 6:30 at the latest. So they play for a little bit while I get ready. We eat breakfast, get our morning routine done. And morning routine includes things like cleaning up all the dishes, getting a little laundry started, getting lunches ready if we're going to pack our lunch for, like, our activity out, getting all of our things together. And like, yeah, in an ideal world, I try to get those things done the night before, but you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. This means that all that stuff gets done by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, we are ready to leave the house. Most days we try to do something outside of the house when I'm not working. So we're out the door doing something fun, getting energy out. We take a snack with us. We eat that around 10:30. Then we have lunch by noon. Sometimes we eat it out when we're out and about, or we make sure that we're home by noon to have lunch, maybe like 12:30 at the very latest. My kids get hangry, so I try not to push meals. And then we hit that like midday routine of things like checking back in with the laundry, cleaning up the lunch dishes, and then we roll straight into quiet time, or if you have littler ones, nap time. Everybody like takes down a notch and is quietly playing somewhere, as quiet as three-year-olds get. That is roughly like an hour and a half, 2 hours. We hit about 3 o'clock snack time, that indoor activity, doing any like chores and stuff that need to get done around the house. And then around 4:30 is when I try to start dinner. If I don't make a point to tell myself that dinner prep has to start at a certain time, dinner time shows up and I'm like, what's for dinner? We should be eating right now. And my brain skips over that step of cooking or reheating leftovers. So I have to tell myself, like, depending on whether I'm cooking or it's leftovers, like 4:30, stop whatever I'm doing and go figure out some food situation. That means by like 5:30, we're eating dinner into our like dinner time routine of cleaning everything up. And that means that by like 6:15, we have a little bit of family time. And then our kids are getting ready for bed like 6:45, 7 o'clock at the latest. And we hit into that bedtime routine. Now, if I know you're sitting here going, Patricia, that sounds like a lot of things to figure out. I gotcha.
Do you wish there was a way to feel like you're not failing at life and motherhood every day? I know what it's like to run around all day like a headless chicken, stressed because you're late to everything, and when you finally sit down after the kids are in bed, you think about how you didn't get anything done, and somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started out this morning. You're tired, drowning, and feel like you'll never catch up. But imagine this. When you sit down at the end of the night, there's no Mount Laundry. You know what's for dinner. You spend some quality time with your kids, and Medusa Mom didn't even rear her ugly head at bedtime. And you did something kind just for yourself today. If you did even one of those things today, you'd be thrilled, right? It's not a fairy tale, Mama. There are other moms with ADHD getting their days together, and you can too. That's why I created Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to create a rhythm for your day in an ADHD-friendly way that puts the lengthy to-do list of motherhood on automate, so you don't have to think about when you'll sweep next or how you'll find time to pay that bill you've been putting off. You'll be able to make a plan for your day that is fluid enough for your ADHD brain to stick with, but structured enough to feel like you're in control. Remember, our rhythms and routines serve us, not the other way around. Over the next 11 weeks, you will create a flexible framework for your day and walk away with a community of moms who understand you and are cheering you on and say, I'm right there with you. Because being a mom is hard. We will get off track. That's just part of ADHD. But now you will have the support to get back on track when you are struggling. We meet weekly to help us remember, oh yeah, we're working on a goal. Most importantly, you'll learn about how your ADHD brain works, so that you make decisions from a place of confidence. Because a healthy mama leads a healthy family. Being proactive comes from a place of strength, which takes a ton of strain off your relationships because you are in a better place. When you're ready to lighten your load by making a daily plan and figuring out what makes sense for your ADHD brain and enjoying more of your motherhood, it's time to sign up for the Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms program. The program's starting right now. Hello, immediate gratification. So sign up right now at bit.ly/ADHD framework. That is bit.ly/ADHD framework. And that's all lowercase letters. bit.ly/ADHD framework. So sign up now before you forget, okay? I can't wait to help you feel good about your day, but more importantly, I want you to feel good about yourself. So sign up at bit.ly/ADHD framework.
But going back to what's next, like what's your actual homework? Here's what you're going to do.
I want you to think ahead for your summer. Look at the next 3 months. It might help you to print out like Google printable calendar and print out the next 3 months, or you can just draw it on a piece of paper, nothing fancy here, and mark out like, when are you going on vacation? Do you have like any kind of like swim lessons or camps or activities, and like fill all that in. And then you'll see how many days you have left that are empty. How many weeks are there? So say your summer is 10 weeks long. And then once you've, you know, taken out all these other activities, say there's like 60 days left that you got to fill stuff with. Then you can decide, how are you going to fill those days? Some people like to do like theme days, like every Monday we go to a playground, explore around town, find all the playgrounds, check them all out. And it doesn't have to be just your family. Like, you can meet a friend at the playground. You can mix it up. You can drive to the next town 20 minutes over, check out a playground there, like check out an indoor playground one time. Like, it doesn't have to be lame and boring because every Monday you go to playgrounds. But that takes the decision fatigue out for you, because you don't have to worry like, what are we going to do today? I don't know. What should I pack? And by the time you actually figure out what's going on, it's like almost time for lunch. Then you don't go anywhere. Speaking from experience. Another option is you can have kind of like a choose your own adventure on Sunday, where like you have mapped out of like, this week I have 4 empty days. I'm going to write down these 4 activities. And then on Sunday, I'll figure out what I'm going to do based on like whether or not it's raining, how I'm feeling, and fill them in start of the week, which one's going to go on which day. But just so you have like a rough idea, generally speaking, in our week, we plan for, there's usually like one day that has some kind of like lesson or activity or camp or whatever. I try to plan 2 or 3 outside of the home activities, like going on play dates, arboretum, playground, museum, splash pads, that kind of thing, where that's like a lot more energy expenditure. And then 1 or 2 activities that are home, but usually outside. And sometimes that's just walking around the neighborhood, or like playing in the sprinkler, or doing some crafts, or having a movie.